Good morning. As President-elect Barack Obama is making the rounds on Capitol Hill, and as he prepares to present a stimulus package to the country after he's sworn into office, he's warning the economic situation is so perilous, remedies might send the deficit to $1 trillion.
We're going to be investing an extraordinary amount of money to jumpstart our economy, save or create 3 million new jobs, mostly in the private sector, and lay a solid foundation for future growth.
Today, the Congressional Budget Office is set to release its latest budget estimates. And joining us on the line for more from Washington is New York Times reporter Jeff Zeleny. Good morning and welcome back as always, Jeff.
Good morning.
So is this a question of managing expectations in the face of a very dire situation?
Well, that's part of it, but it's also a case of really just laying it out there and saying it like it is. And you saw President-elect Obama yesterday. I'm trying to get in front of what people already know is the bad news. But he's doing it, you know, while he's still not quite the president. So he can say this, but he doesn't, he's able to point out that this is a problem that he's inheriting. But using the word really, he said again and again, we're going to have trillion-dollar deficits for years to come. It was a stark reminder of the problems that are going to follow him through his first term in office.
And this comes on the heels of the report from the minutes from the Federal Reserve meeting last week that essentially said that the economy is going to deteriorate further this year and that unemployment will rise into 2010.
Exactly. And some of those numbers will be coming out later this week. And really, he is setting the stage for what he knows will be a tough year. But he is saying that, we need to spend more money before we can begin tightening the controls on budget spending. So he is really using this yesterday as a way to sell his economic stimulus plan. So he is sort of fighting a two-front war here. He is trying to urge Congress to spend some $775 billion, almost $800 billion. And then at the same time, he's saying after the economy hopefully begins to rebound, we're going to have to rein in spending. So this is something that we are going to see as really the soundtrack to his first term in office. There's nothing he can do about it at this point. So he's just saying it like it is in the words of one aide. He's getting the bad news out there because that's the news that there is.
And as you report in your article today, that really is this balancing act of making it clear to lawmakers and to the markets and to Americans that he's aware of the dangers of big deficits.
There's no question, especially in the time of almost a frozen credit markets. And yesterday he did not get really into the specifics of how big of a problem this is, how major of a problem this growing debt is. He just sort of laid it out there. But we're going to hear more from him tomorrow in a speech, really his first major address as president-elect of the new year. He'll be talking about the economy. So you will hear and see him talk about the economy virtually every day between now and January 20th when he's sworn into office, and certainly once he becomes president.
And let's quickly just talk about, lastly, the Congressional Budget Office releasing budget numbers. I mean, you're reporting today that the beginning of the fiscal year, the 2009 fiscal year, began on October 1st, and that the government spent $408 billion more than it brought in?
Exactly. And those are some of the numbers here that are the reality. I mean, remember all the bailouts. Remember all the TARP spending, et cetera, all the money that was being spent during the remaining months of the fall. So that is some of the reality that is forming the backdrop here for what President-elect Barack Obama is talking about. So he stopped short of saying it was a problem that he inherited, but certainly his advisors are hoping that that is a point that the American voters will see, especially when all the presidents are meeting today for lunch. But interestingly, he is having a 30-minute special meeting with President Bush ahead of the other luncheon with the president, so perhaps they will have some time to talk about this.
A long, hard road. Thank you very much, Jeff Zeleny.
Thank you.
Jeff Zeleny is a reporter for the New York Times, and he was coming to us from Washington.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.